Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for another privilege to still assemble at your feet. We thank you, O God, for our garden you made possible in the morning. Thank you for the blessings we received in the Sunday school and the blessings in the main service. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for those that went out and you brought back safely. We thank you, O God, for Lord, the worship service this evening and the special numbers. Thank you for the blessings that the songs and the choruses contained. We bless your holy name. Dear Lord, we have this short time again to look at a little part out of your word. Lord Jesus, we ask that you inspire the word into our hearts and let it accomplish the purpose for which you store it there for us for our use. May there be no exception among your children that will receive this blessing this evening. Those that are listening from the tape, may the presence of the pillar of fire be there, Lord, to convey the blessings to your people. Once again, thank you for your servant that is at home on account of the accident he had. We just pray, Lord, that you quicken that healing yourself. Lord, amend the bones, O God of heaven. Supernaturally do something beyond the abilities of the doctors. That, Lord, within the shortest time possible, his hand will be back in the normal place, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. While we remain standing, let's open our Bible to Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 2. We'll read from verse 8 to 11. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Yeah, we've been with this church age for quite some time. And we are at the reward for overcoming. The prophet told us that the key to this Smyrna church age is tribulation. God said, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. He said, but thou art rich. And also he said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, right, the synagogue of Satan. He told them to fear none of the things that they will suffer, because the devil is going to cast some of them into prison so that they will be tried. So they will have tribulation 10 days, which the prophet interpreted the 10 days to be 10 years. And precisely gave us, even from history, when it happened. But he told them to be faithful unto death. Not until death, but unto death. He said, and he will give them the crown of life. Every age, apart from Laodicea, have eulogies that God gave to them. Accolades, praises for the things that they have done that he, God, is pleased with good works, expression of their faith and revelation in God. From Ephesians to Philadelphia. It is only Laodicea that doesn't have any word of praises. Nothing praiseworthy came to this age. And at the end of every age, there is always a promise that God gives unto each one that we overcome. And this age, which is one of the special ages, is next to Thyatira in suffering. The Thyatira is a peak, but this age is next to it. It went through things, but they have a promise that God has given to them for those who will overcome. And the prophet told us, he said, notice now once again, the Spirit is talking to all ages. This message is to comfort us today, even as it has comforted our brethren of all the other ages. And he says to us that the second death will not hurt us. You know, all the reward in every age combined together will be the benefit of the overcomers in this our age. This age that is so terrible until Christ was not even found inside the church, but outside. We have things to contend with. We have things to fight with. You know, when we are going through this age of Smyrna, the prophet said that those things that happened there, that they went through, that we also go through them today. And we are going through them. But God that helped them in the first church age, that helped them this second church age, and the subsequent church ages, that same God is alive. He is the same one that we also help every believer in every age. Even including our age. So no matter whatever happens. You see, but Satan, no matter, he doesn't have revelation. He doesn't know that after he must have pressed people, pressed, that they will still remain who they are. If he had a revelation, like the time of Jesus Christ, he wouldn't even have killed him. Because when Christ was here, he was having that spirit without measure. Nobody shared it with him. But when he died, then the spirit scattered over all the believers. And it has kept spreading and spreading. Millions have received a portion of that spirit since that time. And those who are left to come in, they will still come in by that same spirit. Now the prophet here spoke about a couple of things in talking about this reward for overcoming in this age of Smyrna. He said, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. There are two deaths the Bible talk about. And that is why the Bible also talk about two births. Because there are two births, then there are two deaths. Every human being has the first birth. Because that is what brings us here. You can't become a human being if you are not born. You just have to be born in this life before you become a human being. There will be a day people will come around the house and congratulate your parents. Even if it is a serpent seed that they are giving birth to, they will still come and congratulate them. But that first birth only increased the population on this earth. There is no certainty of who that child is. Nobody knows where the child comes from. Nobody knows how the child will live his life. Nobody knows where the child will end it up. The day Judas was born, The parents were also congratulated. But it was a son of perdition. They also congratulated the parents because they are giving back. Maybe it might be the firstborn self of the family, and to see that it's a boy, you know, there will be jubilation. They perhaps will kill animals and do ceremonies. He was also probably taken to the temple the 8th day as normal to also do according to the custom of that day, which God has given in the scriptures. Everything that is to happen to a male child happened to him also. But only one person knew about Judas. That was the Creator. He knew that he's a son of perdition. He knew the purpose of his coming to this earth. And he knew where he will end it back to. Because he returned back where he came from. Nevertheless, there are also several other people too that were born. Like Peter and the rest of them. Who are God's own children. And perhaps the same ceremony when they were born. But God knows everybody. The prophet said, the night you are saved, that there are millions that were in the world in sin. But God singled you out because you are part of Him. When human beings live and their time expire here on earth, and they breathe their last through whichever means, could be through sickness, could be through accident, could be through anything, they say the person have died in our own language. The pastor she mentioned like human language or whatever it was. Sure. That's what Jesus said when he said that Lazarus slept, and the disciples said it's very fine if he's sleeping. Probably somebody who has not who has been sick, he may not be having good sleep. So if finally he has been able to get sleep now, it's something that is worthy of thanksgiving. So they say it's fine if he's sleeping. But he has a heavier message than what they are saying. For them to know really what he said, he has to come to their language and say, Lazarus is dead. The story changed. One of them said, then all of us have to go and die with him. If that has happened, no, then everybody will go to die. Everybody cannot die. It is one by one. Everybody cannot just die like that. But this one of Lazarus, Jesus said, I'm glad I was not there. Say, I go that I might awaken. And he did. But this Lazarus lived, we don't know for how many years after that. And he still fall asleep finally. And he will be among those. If he has died, perhaps before Christ died, finally, which I don't think so, because Christ just around that time was close to the time he will be killed. Then we have to be resting, yeah, rest until the resurrection day, when the saints will resurrect. It's the Old Testament saints, they were, their own resurrection took place when Christ also rose. Now, the bat, that was why Jesus Christ came around and was talking about another bat to Nicodemus. Because every human being knew only that in this life, you are born. And the next thing is that you die. But the day Jesus was talking that one in John 3, it brought confusion. What did Nicodemus say? What is this man talking about? Say, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, cannot see the kingdom of God. If you are not born again, you, you have no life. He said, what is all this for? He was talking about another birth that they don't know anything about. They have been born once, but because so confused they are, he said, does it mean that he will enter inside his mother and then be born? Because that is the only way they believe that human being can be born. He must come through the womb and then come out the way woman labor and give birth. Because that language was strange. That's the first time they'll be hearing it. But Jesus, as the ministry progressed, talked further and further and further and further until the disciples have an idea of what he's talking about. But finally, on the day of Pentecost, they experienced what he was talking about. And as many as does not have that second birth, they will have the second death. If you are not born two times, then you will die two times. Every mortal, whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, when your time expires, you live. That is what human beings know as death. That is the first death. Now, the Bible is talking here about second death. That second death is not a physical death per se, that you say they put him inside the grave or they put him in the mortuary. No. This second death, Brother Abraham said that the word death itself means separation. And the one the Bible is talking here is eternal separation. Now, some people have some doctrines that Brother Abraham came to explain and to straighten it. They believe that there is eternal hell. It's an error. It is because they don't understand the word eternal. In this place, Brother Abraham tried to explain to us what eternal is. And there is another word in the Bible which is everlasting, which people, of course, sometimes it is used interchangeably. It is used interchangeably because of the people that wrote down the thing. If it is God himself that is going to write it, he is not going to use everlasting for eternal. If you look at John 5, he used the word everlasting there. But the real sense of it is eternal. Eternal is something that has no beginning, so it cannot have an end. That is why we say eternal God. God that does not have a beginning. And if it doesn't have a beginning, it cannot have an end. Now, Abraham, when explaining eternal, he used ring like this. When a ring is done perfectly, you won't see the beginning of it or where they join it. So it's a cycle that you cannot point to where it starts and you can never point to where it ends because it's continuous like that. Then how is God eternal? The Bible said that he was self-existing. The prophet said that the first name of God, nobody can pronounce it. He said it is J-V-H-U. You can't pronounce it. I know professors may try to pronounce it, but it doesn't work. Because when you look at the way that thing was, is it J you will use or V? Because the two of them are syllables. I don't know, is it syllables they call it now? Yes. Yes, and you know, so there is no in between. Now it is now theologians that now put Jehovah so that the thing can be easily pronounced. But it comes from that J-V-H-U. It is something that is self-existing. No, the closest to it that the Bible uses is Elohim. Self-existing one. And this God that self-existed, because Abraham said one time that if you begin to think about God, say you just run mad. Because in thinking, in meditating, in assuming, how did God start? You will be on that thought or you will enter the grave. Because there is no how you can be emeritus professor. You can never study to the point of knowing how God existed. He was self-existing. Period. And it doesn't have an end. Now, inside of this God that is eternal are also his thoughts. And the thought of man and the man are the same. And this thought, when it is expressed, is what becomes word. And the prophet said, part of God's attributes, part of his thoughts, is we. A boy of 12 years, of 10 years, of 15 years, which shouldn't know anything about a woman. The prophet said that all the children that fellow will give back to, they are inside of him. As long as he's a boy, because it is the male that carry the hemoglobin, the woman is just an incubator. That is why at marriage, the woman carry the name of the man. The children also bear the name of the man. There are some funny countries that is a woman that it's because they are blind. The family is the man. Summary is that the family is the man. Where the man is, that is where the woman will come and meet him. It's from the man the children will come out. A woman can never be on her own and have a child throughout this life. She will just be like that. And the man also needed the woman because she carried the bedding ground. That is where the man is going to deposit it. Help me nurture this one until he come out. The woman has that with her. That is why the order of God is perfect. I was watching a president on the YouTube. Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? Lashing out at America and some of these countries. They made a law in their country. I think it was, I don't know whether it is Gambia. No, not Gambia. I can't remember in this African country. The man said that they have gotten laws that he is signing. Whether America want to help them or not, he said this one is their country. Help them to do what? Okay, this help that they are even helping the countries. Let me tell you that before America will help any country, they have collected something of worth of 10 times from that country. Before they help you, it's because our brain is also dark. The man said, they have their laws. You cannot be the same sex and marry here. That if you do that one, you will spend your life in jail. He said, if a man tafele fele to a little girl and raffle them, we will kill the fellow. He said, it is death sentence. He mentioned the thought. He said, that law we have it there, he said, and we sign it. The man wasn't that fluent in talking, but he has his principles. He has his principles. And a man like, even though this man overstayed in his king, Mugabe, but he has also his own principles. Mugabe, there is no how, he has about 6 or 7 whether degrees or PhD in different fields. Very brilliant. He got so old that when they are doing their meeting, he sleeps. When they now say that, Baba, you are too old, that's why you are sleeping. He said, no. He said, when they are talking rubbish, I sleep. When they are saying something sensible, then I open my eyes. What are we talking about? The program of God is a man should marry a woman. The two of them coming together, he brings out children. Procreate, they produce. Now, the word eternal, God's own thought, the children of God that are in the thought of God, when they come to this earth, they come into time. When they come into time, the purpose of coming to this time is just for the purpose of proving, of trying them to show. Because before there can be a judgment, which there is going to be a judgment, there has to be a basis upon which the judgment is based. A teacher or lecturer cannot pronounce a student whether fail without an exam. There must be an exam. And in that exam, some people will come out successful and some is said to be unsuccessful. There is the basis and that is the exam. And that is the reason that this art, that is why this art existed, is a place of examination. It's a place where serpent seed is established, a serpent seed, and where God's children is established, God's children. And that is why serpent seed does not die young. They must live until they reach the age of accountability. Because God's law that
that have been set in there is that all children that die before the age of accountability goes to heaven. So if a serpent seed die before the age of accountability, he has obstructed God's program. Because he will make heaven. So this is a proving ground where everybody comes and express what is it. Because nobody sees what is in the heart. Nobody sees it. As your face is shining, so my own is shining. So you don't know whether I'm a son of God or you are a son of God or daughter of God. The only proof, Brother Abraham said, you give each person the word test. Every human being, when you grow to the age of accountability, you are presented before the word test. And then you are tested. Tested with what? You hear about the word of God, which is the will of God, and then it is, you are now examined if there is any deposit inside of you that can carry out God's instruction and commandment. If there is, then at the end of the day, you are scored mark. Now, God, he knew before everybody is born his own children. He knew his own children. He knew before you were ever conceived that this one, in papa, mama, they will give birth to this one as so year, and he will live for so long on earth, and he's going to come out victorious and overcomer. And if whichever age, of course, in God's predestinating, you already know the age that you will come, and you know the trial that age will face, and has already put inside of you what you need to overcome that age. Everything is packaged. It's a package, a full package inside of individual that come here. But for serpent seed, nothing is put inside. So when they come in here, they find out that all their effort and their trials, they are not able to make it. The Bible talks about people ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why are they ever learning and they can't come to it? They are not ordained for it. What that word? Ever learning. Constantly, they are not idle. They are not slothful. They study, they read it. They look at it. They are attentive. They read it, they look at it over and over. But they are not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The prophet said, there is nothing like eternal hell. Because this eternal, he said, that quality only lays in God. If anybody will have, if there is eternal hell, it means that the inhabitants of this hell also have eternal life. For them to stay in hell eternally, he gives them the same quality as God and as God's children. But that is why he separated the meaning of the word eternal and everlasting. He said everlasting is forever and forever. He now gave example of some scriptures. One of it is Job said he was in the waste belly forever. How many days was that forever? 3 days. Jonah, I mean to say. So, Abraham said that forever or everlasting is tied to time. No matter how long, it's still tied to time. He said, I don't know how long people will be born in hell. It could be for trillion years. It could be for so million years. He said, but it will reach a vanishing point. It will come to its final end, where there will no more be the memory of hell. There will no more be the memory of the lake of fire. And there will no more be the memory of serpent seed. And there is not going to be the memory again of Satan. All their memory will be wiped off. Now the reason, okay, oh mercy. When children matriculate to university every year, not the students even know whether they will be successful or not. Not the lecturers know. In fact, what they score in their jam may not determine it. Because we don't know how the jam result came about.
All of us are aware of the one in Anambra or Enugu State.
A girl.
You talk of Nigeria?
Like play, the thing was because I was reading the thing back and forth. Only for the girl to finally come out and say that it was her. Jehovah. People, professors, lawyers are already standing for the girl to fight for her. At the end of the day, the thing was why you?
Promise of millions, yeah. Promise of free education, yeah. Promise of this one, yeah. At the end of the day, by your.
So, damn resort, white resort, no matter how beautiful it looks, it does not indicate that the person has that brain. At least by what we have come to know now in Nigeria.
And some may even have the brain, but their character may not make them graduate.
Apart from that one, because of the divine arrangement of the Almighty God, some, the years they will spend on earth will not even allow them to graduate. But when they are matriculated, God knows the number out of those who matriculated that will come out and that will be successful at the end of it. And that is how this life is.
If you go to the statistics, medical records, they have the number estimated of how many births are given in a country every day. How many children are born every day. They have the data of how many people averagely die every day. At least from the records. You can't even put a corpse in the mortuary without a record, medical record for it. So they gather all these records from everywhere. At the end of the day, they also have medical, death certificate. All those, the government has how they gather all those, except those that die somewhere, and that's just how they were. No, those ones are not too much.
So, Jehovah, knowing every age, his own children, he know them in that age. They were in his thoughts before the world began. They were only expressed in that generation. What they will need to overcome, the things that they will need to overcome in that generation, has been deposited inside of them. So it is not even their struggle. It's not their effort. It's not their ability. It's not what they know or where they go that will earn them victory at the end of the day. Though it is said, either overcome it. Oh, for sure. But in the recess of it, those that we overcame have been ordained to overcome. Those who are not ordained to overcome, they will try. They will not be able.
In this age of man, it was a rough age. Age that was full of sorrow, black, tribulation, trials, cast into prison so that they will be tried. Tribulation, 10 years. They suffered. Many were killed. They went through things. And Brother Abraham said that some of the things they went through will face us today. Did you read before here? If you know, cannot recollect, go back and take this thing yourself and read Smyrna Church Age book. Amen. Yes, Smyrna Church Age. Just read it. And we also have the, this thing is also read into, it's also read into tape. There is a soft copy, audio that you can also listen to. Just like you listen to any other sermon. So you can listen to this 7 Church Age book in maximum of 2 weeks. The audio is also available. So no eternal hell, because it has a beginning and it must have an end. Of course, the Bible said it was created for the devil and his angels. Amen.
Prophet said, it will be destroyed to the ending point, to the vanishing point. And when you talk of eternal, it is only a quality that can be found in God and God's own children. Now, these God's children, how will they be proven and be manifested? Like I said, there has got to be a basis for the judgment. And we have been told by the scripture that this world will be judged by Jesus Christ. And the prophet said that Jesus Christ is this word. That is why the prophet keep emphasizing this word, this word, this word. Because this is the judgment that everybody will face. So when the preacher is hammering about people that are living contrary to this word, they are only trying to put barricade on your way so that you will not face condemnation at the end of the day. Because if you jump over that barricade and you find yourself in the lake of fire, your memory will be sharp. That you will remember all the sermons you have had. You remember the special numbers. You remember testimonies of deliverances that God gave to people. And you are aware in the same environment, like we have the convention. A minister was still giving me some testimonies just before the convention of things that God had done for him before the in the past conventions. It is only we don't have, and not everybody come to bring the testimonies, we'll have a book full now, compilation of testimonies that, of things that have happened over the years. A brother that called me a couple weeks before the convention, telling me the sickness he's having and the rest of it, he was telling me that he will not be coming to the convention. I encourage him to come. Because I know that that decision, now Satan. Because if he can come to that atmosphere, he will be delivered. So I encourage him to come. Finally he came. I was happy when I saw him. And of course the devil did not like that. So on his way back, a trailer faced him. He has to run inside a dish with all the vehicles down. But there was no scratch. It was still that same trailer that told them out and begged them to please be merciful unto them. It because Satan, when he's annoyed, he tried to vent his anger. We see all his operations. We are not unaware of the devices of the enemy. Because once you see, once you are able to identify the operation of Satan and why it is, he's already disgraced. He doesn't like to be discovered, his way of operation. But if he can get you skilled off to be thinking that maybe we have sinned, maybe we have done something, you are finished. There is no maybe, maybe in sin. If you have sinned, your conscience will tell you you have sinned. Not only tell you you have sinned, it will point you to what you have done. There is no maybe, maybe in sin. You don't need to carry burden that is not your own. When you just see Satan coming to try to put a accusing finger where there is no finger, he's wasting time. Come and plainly, what has he done? But when we see him running, we know. And we let him know that his operation has a time limit. He's coming to his end. And when even the history of the world is winding up like this one, we know by the scripture and the message that Satan is going to climb higher dimensions. Because he knew, as he did in Gadara, after Jesus set free that man that had been bound in fetters, that stays in the tomb and block a whole street that no one can pass, that is claimed that is maybe Christian, the Gadara, man of Gadara Avenue. He's the only one that old arrow, nobody passes the place. It was only Christ that put his head one day. And the people see him entering the place will have said, ah, God be merciful. That this man does not know that that road is no, it's a personal road, it's a private road belonging to that man. Nobody passes that place. But he knew what is in the road. And he coming to open the road that day. And he commissioned the road for everybody to pass it. Because the evil demon that was there is sending him away.
Abraham said that when he did that, he said the devils were annoyed. And they said that he's going to make these gatherings to pay for it. That this thing that happened, they will pay for it. So those demons begged Jesus that if you are casting us out, don't let us just go like that unattended to without accommodation. No, accommodation is very rare. It's very dear these days. Let us enter into this adult swine. Say you can go there. Those adult swines, they were thousands. He just entered into them. And because the insanity was what was wrong with this man that was killed, that same spirit of insanity entered into those animals. And the Bible said that they ran greedily into the rivers and perished there. Then Abraham said that would the devil stay there? He left. Abraham said that some of the spirits that was in that man of Gadara that entered into those swines, he said some of them were the ones that were living in this Portland man of Oregon that came to meet him on the platform. That's why the prophet said that spirits don't die. When they leave here, they go into another accommodation. If it is animal they see, they enter there. He said, but God does not enter animals. He said, but Satan can enter animals. So we are here on earth. The very reason why we are here is for examination. That each one has got to be proven. When you are given the word test, when the word will face you, some doesn't even accept the word. That is why the Bible says, Jesus said that he that believeth not is condemned already. When the word is presented to somebody and he rejects it, he has proven from the onset that it's not of God. That one is condemned already. But some similarly will be caught inside the net and come to the atmosphere. Like the fisherman that throw his net. Brother said he gather all kinds, water turtle, water snake, this, that, and maybe some fish. Also, when he dragged them here, he said the fisherman was looking for fish. When he bring them here, then he's going to do what is called sorting. And what is happening now is sorting. That is why the Bible said that make your calling and your election sure. Prove who you are. Prove if you are a child of God. Prove if you are not a child of God. How do you prove it? Number one, when the word of God comes, because the way the word of God comes to be able to prove everybody, it comes by teaching you doctrine. Doctrine is for you to have the knowledge of what actually God wants, what he does not want. Then two, it comes with instruction. Don't do this one, go like this, go like this. There are instructions. It comes with corrections. This one you have done like this, you ought not to have done like that. You should have done. You need to make a correction here, make a U-turn here. Then it comes with rebuke. That is the worst out of the four. When the word of God comes in those four ways, some will be offended. When they are offended, they are proving that they are not God's children. Because the Bible has said that he that God loveth, he does what? He chastises. He corrects. Every son, the Bible says, every son whom he receives, except you are a bastard. If you are not a bastard, if you are a son or daughter that God receives, you must wait for this thing. It's coming. Even the one that is a saint, he will still be proved to be able to bring more fruit. People like Job, he was without sin, but those things come to him to make him to shine more. That is why you find out that when it comes to trials, temptations, storms of life, both unbelievers and Christians, they have it. It's for different reasons. Amen. When you are proven and you are a child of God, everything that God has belongs to you. Now, Brother Abraham says, he said, Joseph is my son. If I say that he's not my son, he said there is something that is going to prove otherwise. He said it is the blood test. When they carry out what they call DNA now, it is show whether he's his son or not. He said, I cannot. Let me try to get what he used. Let me use his word. All right. Yes. The worst I could do would be to disinherit him. That is, I don't give him any property. But there is nothing that I can ever do to deny him. Because he is part of me. Now, God's own children that are part of God, he can't deny them. Now, the reason God is actually exhorting us, encouraging us, admonishing us unto good works is because we are saved to serve. Like a denomination bearing save and serve. You are saved to serve. The prophet said that we don't do anything to merit our salvation. He said, but the works that we do is an appreciation unto God that saved us. Those works include coming to service, is part of it. Includes paying offering, includes paying your tithe, includes living a good life that will represent Christ, include praying, include everything that is godly, include helping each other, everything that is godly. There are works that you just show forth to God that I appreciate you. Like the pastor said, that if you carry his house completely away, he doesn't bother him. Because whether we like it or not, anything material is valueless. Material is valueless. I can be driving this car out now. I just begin to see smoke somewhere. Before I open the door and come out, it has escalated. Bring this one. They may try to put the car may burn down. And they say, that is the end of the millions on value of the car. That's the end. Especially this in Nigeria that we don't have insurance. The insurance I have is let my people go. Because if I'm going to do what they call comprehensive insurance, I cannot afford it. So majority of the vehicles in Nigeria, a bond for you. He crashed for you. That's all. You get nothing for it. That's all. That is how valueless material things are. House. You can only say that this house is my own house. Do you know that the money you spend on your own house sometimes in a year is more than what the person that pay rent pays? Maybe you don't know. As many as doesn't have, may God provide house for you. Just to maintain the house for you to enjoy it sometime in a year, what you will spend on it is equivalent or more than what somebody that rent house. Because keys spoil, they will call for the landlord. Pipe break, they call for the landlord. This one, they call for the landlord. All those ones, the landlord, if he's living there, he take care of it himself. To washing matters, if anything blew off the roof. To get tenant lower, they will pack out. Is it not? No value to this material things. But if you don't have revelation, you will just hold it as if this is where all life lives. That is why you see people fight on property until they kill each other. But Christians that know that they are valueless, you look at what you want to fight for, that it doesn't have value, then you advise yourself. But there is something that actually we are going with that is our target. God have made this promise for all the children that we overcome in every age. If you find yourself overcoming now, it is a proof that Jehovah as a proof of you that you are my son, you are my daughter. It is a proof that God put inside of you a deposit of to overcome in your age. Because we have on the right, on the left things to overcome. But God has given unto us as a deposit inside of us what we have need of to overcome, no matter how terrible what we are to overcome is. Economy is not even what to overcome. Somebody who is a thief, we also steal when there is plenty. Yeah. He will also steal when there is plenty. Now stealing is a spirit. It's a spirit. So it doesn't mean whether he doesn't, a thief does not steal because he's needy. A thief steals because there is a spirit pushing him to steal. It's never enough. What he has is never enough. And that spirit has a target. That is to push that person to the point of disgrace. That is all that the spirit is after. Nothing else. The day you are disgraced, it come up from your back. And the only way you can be delivered from any spirit that is ungodly, the prophet said, is for you to open up on that spirit. That this is what is wrong with me. This is my problem. You know, sometimes as a brother that is in France, he's from Benin, he went to France. Just one day I saw his train number calling me. Sometimes I count them to be 419. But I just put the and put on last week. I saw him hello and I said hello. You see, then he mentioned his name. The name was familiar. Where are you speaking from? He says so place. So he keep sending me message that I should pray for him, I should pray for him. What do you want me to pray for you for? Every day we pray for all God's children. Jesus Christ, when the two blind people come to him, he asks them, what do you want me to do for you? He can see then that they are blind. Jesus Christ, his eyes can see. And he sees people that these ones are blind. And they are crying unto him for mercy. He still asks them the question, what do you want me to do for you? If you give prayer requests that doesn't have any substance, you are wasting your time. Be praying for me on what? What is your request? Some does not want to be identified with their problem. It was not so in the scriptures before. In the scriptures, when you go offer your lamb, the prophet said that you got to lay your hand on that lamb while the priest is slaying the lamb. You have to put your hand on the lamb. Brother said you must identify yourself that this one is taking my place. You can't send a boy. You can't send a servant. It's not to be you that will be there that will put your hand on it. If you are not ready for that one, let me be honest with you. You are not ready for deliverance. And you might die in your problem. And I've told the pastor to be praying for me. I told all the ministers. We don't know the request. We don't know your need. In the prayer line, Abraham will say that this person is here. I don't know what he has need of. It may be domestic, it may be sickness, it may be this one. On their prayer card, they have already written what is wrong with them. They themselves have written what is wrong with them on their prayer card. But when that gift goes into operation, Abraham doesn't ask for what do you write your what? No. The guilt just operation. This is the thing. I say yes. When they are crawling like that one, anyone that go to that prayer line is ready for exposure. If you are not ready, you don't come there because you know the way the gift operates. If by mistake you don't know before, by the time you see the gift operate, and you just find your level. Quickly, you advise yourself. As somebody going to toilet, that's the end. That is the way God operates. I want to be a little honest with you today. That is the way God operates. If you have a problem you don't want anybody to know, I'm sorry, that problem cannot be solved. And the day people will know is the day that Satan disgraces you. Just pray that God will grant all my heart desires. What are those heart desires? Those desires doesn't have name. You cannot bring it open like this. You still cannot tell pastor, maybe he can, or if maybe he's not around, you want to talk to me. If we have to complain. If you so parable and go, God bless you, be good. Me, I know that you are not serious. And that is why some people still remain with their problem till now. That's why people's problem is not solved. Because they are not ready yet for those things inside of their life to be exposed. And Abraham told us in the beginning of this, when we started in Revelation, he said that it is when they are exposed that they are powerless. And he told us also that when you love those things, he said you are worshipping them. And he said you can never be delivered. So as long as you are there covering it and the rest of it, you will maintain your position. You are not going to be delivered, and that's how you will go. Either you are disgraced finally or you perish. Because that is your lot. Now, the word has been shown to everybody. And this is a proving ground. This is where you are proved whether you are a seed of God or you are not a seed of God. If you are a seed of God, there will be something inside of you that will rise up, that will face the enemy and say, you can't keep me in this condition to be a thief. You can't keep me in this condition to be a fornicator. You can't keep me in this condition to be a fighter. You cannot keep me in this condition to be keeping malice and be rest of it. You can't keep me with this evil spirit of annoyance. You can't keep it with me. You must separate with me. People that have that courage, they are the one that gets deliverance. But some people sneak to this, just sneak out. You don't even know whether they are present. Amen, they will not say. Praise God, they will not do. Whatsoever they just sneak in and sneak out. May the Lord be merciful unto us. That's how they enter. When they are going to. A day is coming when every human being will stand before all the creations that have ever been on this earth and give account for their life here. You can't bend down that day. You stand straight and face the whole, not the people, the present demography of the people on earth now is about 7 billion, out of which China has about 1.6 billion there. Think of the people that have been on this earth since the time of Adam to the last person. Everybody will be present that day when you will stand and give account of your life. If you know that one, you will know that this is a small congregation compared to those ones. But Revelation does it. Without, just like the Sunday school teacher, without faith, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. But either overcoming will not be hurt of the second death. That second death is eternal separation. There is no seed of God that will ever be out of the second death. Wherever Jesus is, that's where they will be. So when we know that one, it doesn't care what we have to pass through now. Let Satan go and bring more of his demons and come. One, he can't remove me here until my time is up. And that goes for all God's own children. Number two, whatever God has ordained for me to be on this earth, that's what I will be. Nothing more, nothing less. And that goes for all God's children. If there is mountain that is as tall as Mountain Kilimanjaro, no matter how tall it is, if I can't climb it, God will make a tunnel that will go through it that I will be able to pass. Those things are already put in place by the Almighty God. It's not going to be even my struggle to get there. Only one thing I need to do is for God to drop this faith in me by the grace of God he has given unto me. Any situation, Abraham said, we will crest it. That's the word he used. He said, we will crest every one of them. I don't care the demon powers and we will crest every one of them. Because the thing that we have enough to be able to crest them, it has a deposit of them in us. A part of the Almighty God, the quality of eternal life. And he said that as many as are given unto me, the instruction I have of them is that I should lose nothing, but I should give unto them eternal life. And he said, and they shall never perish. Hymn number 166. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercies and his grace. The mansions bright and blessed, he prepared for us a place. When we all get to heaven, oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, his mercy and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed, he prepared for us. This pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread our path. But when the days of traveling, when the pilgrim time, when it's over, we'll tread the streets of gold. He said, let us then be true and faithful, trusting and serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory, it will repay all the toils of this life. It doesn't matter what we need to go through. All that we need is the grace of Jehovah God to keep us in the path of truth, to be sure that the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, is in our life, quickening us unto his will, acting his word unconsciously. Something inside of you is just giving you victory, normally your normal life. That's what we are talking about. When you have that one, you know that Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, is there. Shall we bow our heads?
According to the law of gravity, our hands are always to be hugged down. But because we are human beings, and we have spirit in us, we can say no to that law of gravity if we have a need to raise our hands. As many as desire one thing or the other, can you just raise your hand unto Jehovah, who knows each and every one of us and what our needs are? Say, Lord, why others you are working upon them, don't pass me by. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your word. We are grateful unto you, Lord, for the entire day, the Sunday school, the morning stroke afternoon service, this afternoon stroke this evening service. Each time we sit at your feet, we are sitting before the mirror of the word of God. And when it goes off, it rebuke, it reprove, it correction, it instruction. Lord, we see ourselves the way we are. Father, hands are up everywhere with requests behind these hands. Thou knowest what those requests are all about. Father, it's just because without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. We need you, Lord. We just need you. Lord, without you, we are a failure. But with you, we are victorious. Lord, whatever those needs might be, oh gracious Father, may you give your to everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our prophet said, that's why we come to church, is to check up with our soul salvation. How we are studied before Jehovah, our Maker, and our Kinsman Redeemer. Lord, don't pass any of us by while you are walking on your people. Grant it, Heavenly Father. There is just only one way out of sin, is repentance and forsaking it. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Thank you. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are our protection. You are our everything. Lord Jesus, if there is disease or sickness in this audience, by the authority of the written word, we charge Satan to remove his hands from God's people. Let them go free, because Jesus paid for their freedom. He paid for their healing. Leave them alone. Pack your bag and baggages and go and come back no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You are the baptizer. You are the only one that can give it. It cannot be gotten in the supermarket. It's not sold. Father, we are praying. Whatsoever those needs are, whether for material, whether for spiritual, whether for financial, for whatever, whatever. Father, answer the prayers of your children. Meet their needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. The week has begun in earnest. Our going out and our coming in, we commit it to your hands. We pray that you guide each step that we take. Heavenly Father, both workers, businessmen and women, housewives, students, perhaps my soon resume, Lord, in their holidays or whatever, just be with us, O God. Hide us under your blood, where the evil one can do us no harm. As many as I walk bad habit or the other, you are the only deliverer that there is. May you deliver, O God. May you set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings of the entire day. May they be permanent in our lives. Thank you, our Father. As we are going back home, we are not leaving your presence. May your presence accompany each and every one of us to our homes. Thank you, Lord. The vessels that you have used throughout the day, may you replenish them, lift up the honor of their ministries as the day goes by. Thank you, Father. We remember your servant that couldn't come today on account of the accident that he has. We know the enemy wanted to take his life, but you said no. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that you will visit him in his condition. May you just walk upon that part that is affected in his hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. By whichever means we are going back to our homes, whether you public transport, those who will trek to their homes, those who go with private vehicles, take every one of us home safely. Thank you, Lord. We love you because you first of all loved us. May your name be praised, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. When some brethren went to see Brother Lua Femi after morning service, and they just telling me they sent their greetings to the saints. Let's be in prayers for them and for a brother in particular that had a wound on his hand. That God is the Lord, that God has healed all our diseases. The prophet said, whichever way healing comes, whether by swallowing tablets, or by swallowing capsules, or by drinking syrup, or by going through surgery, he said healing comes from God. That is why, till tomorrow, I will disagree with people that don't believe in medication when you are sick. You are not representing the message. Rather, you are bringing reproach to the message. Brother Abraham did not preach that. This is not Jehovah's Witness. Neither is he, what do you call it? Whatever. But Abraham was going to the hospital for medical checkup. Not be sick. So if you are sick, you don't believe in medication, you are on your own. Amen. May God help us. Shall we rise? God willing, we'll be looking forward to God to keep us alive and heal our heart to meet again midweek or Wednesday. May the Lord keep us at the center of his perfect will in our going out and our coming in. Once again, shake one another and say shalom. Shalom. Shalom, my brother. Yes, sir. Shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All is well. There is a place of fairness behind the inner veil. Oh, rest. The Lord has done for me.